Thank you, Lord, that all the time we can look away unto you. Tonight we really lean fully upon you. Thank you, Lord, you are our consecration offering, our sin offering, and our burnt offering. We praise you that we have you. Amen, that we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us. Yeah, this is so wonderful. This morning, the fellowship concerning the consecration of the priests was very impressive, or left a big impression upon us, because this is like a preparation for a job or for a calling. Before you begin a job, you have to be prepared. And this job that we have, this occupation that we have, is not just any occupation or job. It's a service before the living God. And so we need such clear instructions and such a thorough set of instructions. This service before God is the most precious privilege that we can have. If we don't see this, and if we don't pursue this, then we won't understand it. Yeah, you need a heart for this. You need a heart for this service before the Lord. We often say that let us come forward to the throne of grace. This sounds nice. And even in Hebrews, it says, let us come forward to the throne of grace that we may find mercy and grace to help in time of need. This is also very good. Yeah, I can only encourage us to do this every day. But before this throne, it's not that we can just appear before the throne. I always ask myself, what do we even do before the throne? The word is very clear here. The word shows us that before the throne, there are services that have to be carried out. There are priestly services before the throne. And tonight, we want to have fellowship about these services. So what we want to have fellowship about what these services look like. And this is a very special privilege. Let's show a picture of the sanctuary that we know from the tabernacle. But the service before the throne of God, there are multiple services to carry out. And in this picture, we see the picture of the sanctuary in the tabernacle, and we see the golden lampstand, and on the right side, we see the showbread table with the 12 showbreads. And then in the background, before the veil, there is the incense altar. There are three objects, and they're all in the sanctuary. And it shows that there has to be a service that has to be carried out by the priests. The first one we want to look at is the golden table on the right side. On the golden table with the showbread, we see that there are 12 breads. Two piles or two stacks, six breads on each. And these are called showbreads. Why? Because they stand before the presence of God. That's why they're called showbread. And the word says here that they have to be 6 days before the Lord. And then on the seventh day, then the priests are able to eat of them. And this is then the food for the priests. After 6 days before God's presence and in the light and being in the light of the golden lampstand, then the priests were allowed to eat of this bread as their holy food. And this bread, the food for the priest, is actually preparing this showbread is a service of the priest. The priests were supposed to prepare this showbread. And this service at the showbread table has to do with the second coming of the Lord. In Matthew 24, the chapter is the chapter in which he talks about his coming. Namely about the various signs of the times through which we can recognize that the Lord is coming soon. It's like our timeline in the back. That's how the Lord went through also different signs. And at the end of this chapter, in the last section, then the Lord speaks out an exhortation or admonition towards his slaves, towards us. When he talks about the coming of the Lord, he closes this chapter with verses 44 to 47. Matthew 24, 44 to 47. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. Amen. It's not something we would think, huh? It's such a great reward for the service at the showbread table. There is really great reward. It is important word that the Lord shows us here, how important it is to carry out the service at the showbread table to prepare the holy food for the priests. This is a faithful and wise servant. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing, meaning carrying out the service at the showbread table. May the Lord show us how important and valuable this service is, because this food is something that the priests need. They need it in order to serve God. Without food, you have no strength to serve the Lord as priests. We have no strength to carry out the will of God if we don't eat the showbread. We need this food in the sanctuary. It's important that this showbread and this food is there. This is the word that we've also heard at this conference. I have to say, I have this taste for this showbread. I really had appetite for this, hunger for this word. The word that the Lord speaks is really our bread. But this, the preparing of this bread is not just to think about something. Sometimes we think, okay, maybe the brother just sits there and thinks about what he should share. This is not preparing the showbread. It's not about arguing about or discussing a topic. This is not how you will prepare showbread. This service is a service in the sanctuary, and it happens before the Lord. That means this bread has to be prepared before the Lord. God, the Lord, has to look upon this word. He has to test it, examine it. It has to be in the presence of God, that he can test it, examine it, and to see what's in it. It has to be fully unleavened, without any leaven, 100% free of all leaven. If the bread is not properly prepared, it will make the priest sick. That means it's important that this bread has to be prepared in the presence of God. Everything that we do has to be prepared with the Lord. We have to stand before the Lord. We have to receive from Him. My son asked me recently, how do I prepare for the word? And then it wasn't so easy to give him an answer, because it's not so easy. I brought an example of what religion does. They use artificial intelligence and say, give me a sermon about this chapter of the Bible. And a lot of it sounds correct, but this was not showbread. We have to see this difference. The word that the priests eat in Zion is food that has stood in the presence of God, that has been tested by God. And the word that we eat is 100% the Lord. It is Christ as our food. Everything that we speak has to be Christ. If we add something of ourselves, the Lord will no longer accept it. It has to be set before God's presence for 6 days. That's why it's so important to stand before the Lord to prepare the food for the priests. It's not a word of man, but it's a word that the Lord has to speak through us. Paul says, we speak in Christ before God. We have to learn this. We have to speak before the Lord. And then precious food will result. And this will be nourishment for the whole priesthood. And of course, it's not just important to prepare the food for the priests, but by this priestly service, it's very important who prepares this food. Sometimes we think, okay, I'll listen to a nice sermon or preaching, but then you don't ask what the source was. You don't ask who has said it. If it's about the food for Zion, then the Lord's going to look at who prepared this food, because this is a service that the priests have to carry out. This is a priestly service. That's why we saw this morning, you need a consecration for this. We cannot just say we're going to prepare just any old way, and our walk and our conduct is not okay. It has to be authentic. Our conduct has to be fitting. So also in our walk, we also have to pay attention to live according to what the Lord gives us and says, especially in our family. This showbread is necessary to strengthen us. We need food for our families. We always have to have hands that are filled. We always have to have this bread. That we don't raise our children up to be religious people, but to be priests. And they also have to eat of this food. So everything that we speak, we have to speak as the oracles of God. We really need this from the Lord. And the Lord also says that the reward for this is great. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing. He will make him ruler over all his goods. This is a really precious reward. Let us really stretch out and reach out more for this, to prepare this food for Zion and every fellowship, to have this attitude. I want to have hands that are filled. I want to share and distribute this bread. And the next service in the sanctuary is the service at the golden lampstand. We can't go to many details about this, because actually we could have a whole conference about all the services. One meeting is really too little. But it's good to just have an appetizer. The lampstand is the object in the sanctuary that stands for the church. In Revelation 2, and 3, the Lord describes his churches as lampstands. And it's different from the other, from the golden table and the golden incense altar, because it's made of pure gold. The table and the incense altar are made of wood covered by gold. But here, this lampstand is made out of pure gold. Pure gold, 100% and completely made out of gold. This shows the church needs the essence and nature of the Lord. The church is made up of what Christ has worked in us. Anything else besides that doesn't count as the church for the Lord. We need as much gold as we can get. We cannot miss opportunities to buy this gold, because this golden lampstand has to be made fully of gold and exclusively of gold. Why? Because the Lord will measure everything. You can't say, I'm going to make a lampstand out of wood and then cover it with gold. Maybe you could get me by that, but not the Lord. The Lord's going to weigh it, like we heard this more. I mean, it'll be weighed. The Lord will weigh the church. He will measure us and to see how much weight of Christ we have gained. In Revelation 11:1, it says that John was given a reed like a measuring rod. And it was told to him, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. The temple, the altar, and even those who worship there. And this shows that the Lord will measure us. He will measure us to see how much gold we have gained. And in the first meeting, we were reminded we have to see how much gold have we really bought in the last many years, because this age is almost over, and we have to see how much gold have we actually gained. We don't have much more time. We need to really redeem every single opportunity we have. It is so important that we buy this gold for this altar, for this lampstand, because this lampstand has so much to do with the purpose of God. Because the lampstand is the only source of light in the sanctuary. Otherwise, there's no light. There are no windows. There's no lamp that you can just turn on and off. The only light in the sanctuary is the light that comes from this lampstand. That means you need the lampstand so you can even serve in the sanctuary. He can't go to the incense altar, the priest, if he doesn't even see the incense altar. So we need the light of the Lord. So in the church, that's where the Lord shines, where he gives light concerning his purpose. This light is so important for us. We need this light. We need this light that shines. And in Zion, that's where he gives revelation concerning what he wants to do. That's why the lampstand is so important. In order for the lampstand to shine, we of course need oil. Where does the oil come from for the lampstand? Does anyone know? Where did the oil for the lampstand come at the time of the tabernacle? Does anyone know? Where did the oil come from? In Exodus 27:20, it says, and you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually. That means the people were, the children of Israel were responsible to get this oil. That means each one of us has the responsibility for having the lampstand shine. We need to daily buy this oil. We have to be these wise virgins. If we don't buy this oil, then the lampstand will cease from shining. And then the priestly service is no longer possible in the sanctuary. So that's why it's important that each one of us in Zion have this attitude. We need more oil for the lampstand, because only with this oil will there be light. But oil requires us to pay a price. It costs something. And it's important for us to learn to pay this price. And I want to encourage you all, it is worth it to pay every price to gain more oil. It's not just for me individually. It's for the entire purpose of God. It is oil for the lampstand. That's what we have to see. It has to do with God's plan. And in order for the oil to flow, you need someone to take care of the lampstand. You need a high priest. The high priest is the one who cares about the lampstand. We see in Revelation that the Lord was the one who was walking in the midst of the golden lampstand, and he's the one who trimmed the lampstand, who trimmed the wick and trimmed off all the things that are old, and who also cleansed all the pipes. So it's so important to see that the Lord is the one walking among us. If the Lord is no longer walking among us, then the lampstand will no longer shine. We need the supply of the Lord. We need the cleansing of the Lord. We always have to say before the Lord, Lord, show me where there is oldness in me. Where have I gotten stuck? I need your cleansing. We have to let ourselves be examined and cleansed by the Lord. It's important for the Lord to walk among us. Without his walking among us as the high priest, we will no longer have light and we will no longer shine. So we need him to let him correct us, heal us. And if we continue to look, we see the incense altar. And this incense altar is connected with the golden lampstand. These services are connected to one another, because if we read in Exodus 30, verse 7, Aaron shall burn on it sweet incense every morning. When he tends the lamps, he shall burn incense on it. Whenever he tended the lamps, he should burn incense on the incense altar and do that every morning. And when Aaron lights the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense on it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. A perpetual incense every morning, every evening. And whenever the high priest trimmed the lamp, and when he put fresh oil in the lampstand, then he also put incense on the altar, burned incense on the altar. That shows that these services belong together, because the service at the incense altar shows the prayer of the church and shows the prayer before the throne of God, because the incense altar is very close to the Ark of Testimony. And this incense ascends directly to the throne of God. And when the incense ascends or rises up, then it is incense, meaning the prayer that has to do with the purpose of God. It's not just a prayer for my personal life. This prayer at the incense altar has to do with the work of the Lord. because it takes place in the light of the golden lampstand and it takes place before the throne. So if we receive light from the Lord through the Spirit and He shows us that He's coming soon, if He shows us what is to come, then the next thing we should do is go to the incense altar and pray that the purpose of the Lord would be fulfilled. We need the light of the Spirit concerning His plan, and it should give us this urge to stand before the Lord that He would fulfill His plan. It's so important for us to do it together. That's why the prayer of the church is so important. We cannot should not underestimate the prayer in Zion. It has much to do with the fulfillment of God's plan. For example, in Revelation, we see that the incense there, in Revelation 5, 8, and in Revelation 8, 3, it mentions the prayer of the saints. It says, "Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne." And later he took the censer and threw it on the earth, and there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake, and the angels prepare themselves to sound. So the prayer is what furthered the purpose of God and brought it onwards. So our prayer even hastens the coming of the Lord. If we say, "Lord, come quickly," then we have to see there has to be incense that rises to God so that the Lord can fill this censer with incense until He can pour it out upon the whole earth. So this showed me how important the prayer of the church is. This service is something we cannot underestimate. It's not, we're just coming together on Tuesday evening to pray. It's much more. It's a service at the incense altar before the throne of God. And we need this view, that the Lord would open our eyes for this, to see how important this service is for the Lord and for His purpose and for His coming. Lord, show this to us. And everything that occurs here, especially in the Old Testament times, there was the veil before the Ark of Testimony, and there was a certain separation that was made, and the high priest could only go once a year behind this veil. But in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, the Lord Himself rent this the veil, so that now the way is free for us to carry out these services directly before the throne of God, that we can appear before Him as priests directly before the throne. And in the Old Covenant, there was this veil between the Ark of Testimony, where His throne was, and all these other services. Now, in the New Covenant, these services all take place directly before the throne. This is very precious. And we have to see that all these services belong together. We need the light from the Lord concerning His purpose, and we also need the prayer at the incense altar to bring what the Lord has shown us, to bring it to Him as our prayer. And then we also need the showbread as food for us in order for us to be able to do the will of God. We need these three services. They all are connected. We have to work on all three of them. None should be missing. And the Ark of Testimony is the center of the whole sanctuary. I realized, like the brother said before, he gained this awe or this fear before the Lord to see how holy these services are before the Lord as priests. And when you go in to see the Ark of the Testimony, you see that you're before the throne of God, it's right before the king. And so you would have even more of this fear before God. If you take this away, then you can forget everything else. Without this ark of testimony, all these ministries, all these services have no more value. You can switch off the lights and go back home. So that's why it's so important that the Lord's testimony is among us. The ark of testimony is in the center. The whole reason we serve Him as priests is because we want to appear before Him. We want to appear before the throne of God. All these preparations that we, the preparation that we heard about, the consecration for the priests, all the instructions, it's so that people can appear before the throne of God. This is very precious. It's a wonderful privilege, and the Lord has to show it to us, that we would truly treasure being before the Lord. Because the ark of testimony is where the Lord speaks. And God said to Moses, I will come together with you there to speak to you from between the two cherubims that are on the ark of testimony to show you everything that I want to say to the children of Israel. I think this was Exodus 25:25. The Lord will give us instructions concerning His purpose, concerning His plan. The instructions or the leading we have concerning His purpose has to come from the throne. The Lord has to speak to us from the throne. His speaking alone is what will help us go on today. If He no longer speaks to us, then we have no direction, no more orientation. That's why the speaking of the Lord is so important today. We need His speaking to us today. We don't need His speaking from 10 years ago. We need His speaking today. And that's why we need the time before the throne so that we can hear His voice. It's so important for us to stand before Him, before the throne, because if we don't, then we don't know what to do anymore. Then we'll begin to ask people. Then we'll try to choose different ways, or we will pick different ways. But if we stand before the throne, and if we bring the incense to Him, then there will be a reaction by God. He will speak to us. He'll show us how we can go on. And this speaking of the Lord is what will really bring us on to the goal. I realize we really need His speaking in order to go this last stretch before He comes. I said, Lord, speak to us. We don't know how to go on if you don't speak to us. And this last part of our race, so that we don't miss the goal, is that we need His speaking from the throne. And that's why it's so important, because He wants to bring us to the goal. He wants to perfect His priesthood. And that's why we have to see that all these priestly services, they all result or culminate in the service before the throne of God. And unfortunately, it occurred to me, or I realized, that it's a privilege that not so many people want, because the way gets narrower and narrower as you get more into the sanctuary. The way of sanctification gets narrower and narrower. It's astonishing. You'd think everyone would appreciate being able to go in. But we read also in Ezekiel that only the sons of Zadok were able to go in to the most holy place before the throne. And we should be those who have this desire to go in. We should not desire anything else but this, and then the Lord will give it to us. And I'm sure the Lord wants to show it to us. He's shown it to us because He wants to give it to us. He doesn't show us something He doesn't want to give to us. That's why we should take His word and say, give us what you have revealed to us, that we would learn this service and stand before you and carry out these services until you come. Amen.